Hi, Cecilia. How are you?
Hello, David. I'm fine, thank you.
How did you hear about my newsletters?
I was searching the web for how to give women orgasms. And first I was searching, I was in forums and I was saying, I don't have pleasure during sex. What can I do? And then I got some names of relationship experts and sex experts. And among them, there was your name. And so I clicked on different sites and I read a lot, but your site had the most interesting material, I thought.
Very good. What impressed you the most about my material?
That you are so dedicated to women. I'm really, really, really touched by it. I feel very, very appreciated as a woman when I see your work and what you teach men. It's really about giving. It's not just about learn techniques and be a sex god. It's really about that you care about women. That's what impressed me the most.
What did you think of what I spoke about at the seminar?
I thought it was very good. It was a very, very nice experience. The first thing that was nice is when we came in, you were greeting everyone at the door. I found that really great. And then what you talked about was really clear, concise, and you really explain the attitude of a masterful lover, how we should behave.
Yes.
And I think that was very, very helpful for many of the men who were there.
And there were a lot of people there, and there were a number of women there. There were wives and girlfriends that were there with some of the men.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the people who attended the seminar?
I was surprised at seeing so many young men, actually. I was positively surprised. And but it was very, all different kinds of people went there. So I thought it was a very good blend. I really enjoyed it.
Excellent. Yes, everybody was very positive.
Yes. Yeah, I spoke with many of them, and most of them were interested in personal development in general.
Yes. Mm. Now, it is somewhat unusual for a woman to show up at one of my seminars who is interested in my seminar, but also who is specifically looking for a masterful lover. And that was one of your goals for going to that seminar, right?
Yes. I thought that was normal.
More women should do it.
Oh, yeah. I've been telling all my friends. I asked, before I went, I asked several of my friends. I told my sister, I said, you should really come. But they were all like, no, we don't go to seminars like that. So I went alone.
Yeah.
And afterwards, one of my best friends and my sister, they were like, oh, why didn't we go? They were really regretting it.
Afterwards, then they wanted to go.
Yes. I actually had bought the erotic hypnosis personal learning course.
Yes.
Yes.
You had actually purchased the erotic hypnosis DVD set from me.
Yes.
Long before you attended the seminar.
Yes.
What did you think of the erotic hypnosis DVD set?
It's great, but I was, at the time, I had another boyfriend. I had been with him for...
Oh, at that time, you had a different boyfriend.
Yes.
When you got the DVD set.
Mm-hmm, but I wasn't having any fun during sex, and so that's when I got, you know, desperate and was searching the web.
What did that other boyfriend think of the DVD set?
It didn't go very well, actually.
Ha!
He kind of screwed up. I showed it to him, and he was like, no, hypnosis, it doesn't work. It doesn't exist.
Ha, 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 ha,
I showed him, look at the women. And but he was never convinced. And he started watching, and then he said, no, I don't want to do this. It bores me.
Ha, 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 ha. That's funny.
Yeah.
So you dumped him.
Yes.
Ha, 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 ha.